Coming all the way from Canada. He done traveled all the world. To bring to you right here, this rap. Live from T-Dot. From the 416. You know how we do. Up north. You know how we do up north.
Up late, all night, looking in the studio. Writing rhymes, making dimes, working on my flow. Every time I get up on stage, man, all the ladies know that I came to perform in front of bright lights, getting ready to rock the show. Up late, all night, looking in the studio. Writing rhymes, making dimes, working on my flow. Every time I get up on stage, man, all the ladies know that I came to perform in front of bright lights, getting ready to rock the show.
Woo! Welcome, everyone. Hey, how's it going? It's the Evening Q. You're with your favorite host, Miles Wolf, with his nasally annoying voice. I know, you can't get rid of me. You wish you had a hot, female, beautiful, blonde girl host, but no, sorry, you're stuck with me. However, I am beautiful and blonde, and curly hair. So, anyway, we got a good show for you tonight. Stick around later for the comedian coming on the show. He's gonna come on and talk about St. Patrick's Day, so... Anyway, and St. Patrick himself, excuse me. But, so if you can't stand me, just wait around about 5 minutes or so. Do not skip us, and he will be there. Don't you worry at all. Anyway, so we're going to get into the monologue now. We got to start off in the States. Everybody likes New York, right? You've been to New York? Anyone? Yeah? Well, I'm sure you like New York steak, though. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you love it. Well, anyway, in New York, a steakhouse restaurant came up with an idea to fill up the tables that would usually be empty due to COVID and COVID's capacity restrictions. So check this out. They decided to fill the empty seats with celebrity wax figures borrowed from Madame Tussauds. Yeah, that's right. Figures such as John Hamm, Michael Strahan, Audrey Hepburn, Jimmy Fallon, and many more occupied the empty tables, providing guests a unique dining experience. How about that? Yeah. That was until Gordon Ramsay's figure in the kitchen yelled, "Oh no, come on! You're doing it wrong! Does this look cooked to you, you fucking moron? It's bloody raw! Come on!" And then the whole kitchen staff quit. and the place went up for sale 2 days later. I don't know, something like that. Yeah. But anyway, Across the pond, hey, that was a good transition. Gordon Ramsay's from the UK, right? So therefore, this next joke is in the UK, where a woman unsuspectingly found out her boyfriend was cheating on her through a Ring doorbell video recording. You know those things where they have a video on the doorbell so you can see who's coming up to your door? So the video was sent to the boyfriend's phone by the woman he was cheating with because she thought it was funny. Yeah. That's right. And then obviously his real girlfriend found his phone one day and saw that video. Anyway, so yeah, that bitch thought it was funny. However, she didn't find it so funny anymore, sitting in the hospital saying, "I'm sorry, he was such so charming." Get it? Her teeth were knocked out by his real girlfriend, you know, his real broad. Yeah. Yeah, that was the joke. That was the joke right there. I don't know. I'm not that funny, guys. I don't know what it is with me today. I think I've lost my touch, if I even had one. Anyway, staying in the UK, though, a man discovered that his girlfriend of 3 years was not a natural redhead after her hair color started fading one day. Yeah, she admitted that she was actually a brunette by showing him her hidden roots. After this discovery, though, he took to the internet to ask people if he should break up with her. How about that? Little did he know, but his girlfriend had already been asking the internet for months if she should break up with him because of his less-than-advertised penis. It was just so small. That one was easy to understand, no? Anyway. Meanwhile, back in the States, a Seattle woman thought that she found a great deal from a thrift store when she purchased a $2 sewing kit. Mm-hmm. However, when she opened the kit at home, she found no sewing tools, but instead, a 1 kilogram bag of cocaine. That's right. At the same time, the man who sold that cocaine was like, I'm a single parent. I have to sew my daughter's dress for the play, for her elementary school play. I just don't have space in my house for a sewing kit. So I had to make a trade. Mm-hmm. That one I don't think worked out that well. I don't know. But hopefully this last one will please you, because guess what? It's in our favorite state of Florida. There you go. And because a couple driving back on the Florida interstate to their home in D.C. crashed and flipped over their car after swerving to dodge a flying sofa off the back of a car that was in front of them. Yeah, they were taken to the hospital to be treated for injuries when they were delivered a $170 ticket for driving in multiple lanes at the same time. Mm-hmm. Taking money from the people, I say. Yeah. This all goes to show that Trump's golf courses do need to be publicly financed. He has no money, people. Yeah, get that in your head. Anyway, that's the monologue for tonight. Stick around for more of the show. We'll be right back.
You know how we do up north.
Up late, all night working in the studio. Writing rhymes, making dimes, working on my flow. Every time I get up on stage, man, all the ladies know.
Oh, good evening. Welcome back. Thank you very much. This is the Evening Q, where we talk about shit that matters. Of course, we got a great comedian for you tonight. His name is Misha Peterzak, actually. I think you guys all know him by now, no? I'm pretty sure you do. Anyway, he's going to be talking about, well, whatever. He's going to tell you in about 2 seconds. He says, please welcome Misha Peterzak. Misha, come on out.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Evening Q. How y'all feeling? Hey.
Yeah, it's your boy. Y'all already know it's Misha. Yeah, your favorite unfunny comedian. That's right. I don't know why they keep having me back here. I am really not sure. But hey, doesn't matter. I'm glad to be back, everyone. Really, really, really do appreciate it. I really do. Anyway, you know, guys, I must say, though, today is one of my favorite days of the year. That's right. If not my number one favorite day. You know why? Well, that is because it is St. Patrick's Day. That's right. March 17th. Every year, favorite day of the year. Even though it's not a national holiday. It really should be, though. I really do think it should. Yeah. Yeah. I really need an excuse to get my drink on. You know, that's right. It's the one day of the year where you can wake up, do a keg stand, you know, shotgun a beer, do a round of shots, vomit violently all over your floor, wash down the disgusting taste in your mouth due to that vomit with some more beer, right? All before you even have a shower in the morning. That's right. That's right. And, you know, you're probably not going to work, let's be honest. I mean, you don't want to be plastered at work, you know, making big financial decisions. You know, let's say you're a marketing guy, right? You're making big financial decisions about what stocks to buy. Let's say you're a stockbroker, for instance, right? You know, I think
VCR stocks are gonna be big again in 10 years. I'm betting on the comeback of VCRs. Yeah, woo!
Yet they haven't been in business for a good decade or more, even, right? But anyway, the best part about all that, though, is that no one can say shit about it because you have a green card for the day for drinking, right? Yeah, that's funny. Green card. Green on St. Patty's Day. You know, I said the words green card, and the building's cleaning lady just woke up and was like, "Qué?
Tarjeta verde? Sí, gracias a Dios. Gracias a Dios. Ah, yes. Green card, green card. Yeah, that was a little distasteful, I know. That was mean. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. You know, obviously, though, everyone knows that St. Paddy's is associated with Ireland, right? And actually, if you look up on the history, if you read up on the history of St. Patrick, actually, it's actually a significant part of the history of Ireland and their religious faith, all right? As he was seen as the patron saint of Ireland, right? Therefore, it's easily seen how the Irish people of today share a lot of the same traits and characteristics with Patrick, right? I mean, for instance, Irish people today are predominantly very, very white. That's true, just like St. Patrick, you know, with his white beard, very white, pale like mayonnaise skin, you know. Also, not so many people know that St. Patrick was not officially canonized as a saint. Yeah, how about that? In other words, Patrick wasn't a true believer. That's right, he wasn't a true believer, I say. Just like many Catholics nowadays, you know? They go to church because their parents did, but in reality, they are not true believers of Jesus Christ our Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perhaps, you know, the biggest similarity of them all is the drinking, right? And speaking of drinking, excuse me one second, everyone. Excuse me. I just got my beer for everyone. Whoa, better not show that label. But anyway, again, remember, because we're in that car, it's de-alkalized. That's right. Cheers. Double fist it like usual. Double fist. There you go. Ooh, that's shitty. That is very shitty, I must say. But anyway, you know, for all those atheists out there, though, or as they call them among religious circles, victims, you know, victims, because, I burped. Because victims of the deprivation of not having Jesus Christ in their life, right? That's what they say among the really religious circles. So, but yeah, the blood of Christ, for all those atheists out there, or those victims, the blood of Christ is actually just cheap wine. Whoa. My car, for everyone who wasn't watching the video, my car just rolled back. Unexpectedly. I mean, I have the parking brake up and everything, I guess because I was in neutral, I don't know. But yeah, where the hell was I? Damn it, this is going so well already. Yeah, oh yeah, cheap wine, blood of Christ, that's right. Yeah, anyway, that blood of Christ is just bought himself shit that you see at the liquor store. That's always on clearance, right? Because they can't sell it, you know? But anyway, yeah, they just can't sell that shit, I'm telling you. So they give it to the church because the church is always, you know, receiving so that it allows them to give. Yeah. Meanwhile, they're giving you crap. Absolute crap. I'm looking at you. There you go. Have you ever wondered, though, what happened when the Irish people discovered beer and whiskey in church? No? Well, I have. I've always wondered what the conversation went like during, during that interaction, you know? I mean, I've always pictured a small Catholic church, you know, in a countryside village up north, you know, in Ireland. It's a quiet Sunday morning where everyone is at Sunday Mass. And a man named, Jimmy, let's say, is sitting with his lovely wife and two kids, all dressed up, hair slicked back, makeup on his wife, kids in their cute little suits and dresses, sitting in the pews quietly, just enjoying being together as a family. Taking in the Lord's message or something, you know? I don't know, whatever. I'm starting to get in my little Irish accent here. Excuse me while I prepare. You know, then out of nowhere, a big rustle of noise coming from outside the church doors. The doors swing open, obviously, and in stumbles the town drunk. Or in other words, Jimmy's deadbeat drunk brother. What's his name? Finn. I don't know, Finn, let's say. Right? That's a good name, right? Yeah, but, you know,
Finn, you know, stumbles down the aisle looking for his brother, and he thinks he's whispering when he's saying, Jimmy, Jimmy. But in reality, he's shouting. You know, he's shouting because he doesn't know how loud he is because he's freaking drunk, people. And eventually he finds Jimmy, right? Squeezes himself into the already full pews and plops down next to him, you know, smelling like every sort of alcohol you can find and a little something else. Smells like the alcohol that goes into your body and the alcohol that comes out. If you catch my drift. Huh? Anyway. That's going to be a nice video transition right there. Anyway, Jimmy says, Finn, I know I usually don't trust you when you give me stuff to try, but I must say, brother, this is fire. You know? Oh my gosh. I just skipped a whole paragraph there. What the hell am I doing? Hold on. Let me retry that. Hey. Oh, this is where it is. Hey, Jimmy says, Finn, what the hell are you doing here? Jimmy, I got something big. Check this out, Finn says. And Finn pulls a plastic bottle of pea-colored liquid out his dirty coat pocket. You know, Finn says, Jimmy, brother, you gotta try this stuff. It will change your life. Jimmy says, Finn, I'm not going to drink your piss. That's disgusting. And Finn says, no, Jimmy, it's not piss. It's something I got from the potato farmer out on Blingsmithy Road. He gave me this to try. It's alcohol in it. So Jimmy says, no, Finn, my wife and kids are here. Finn replies, trust me, brother. Jimmy says, fine. Okay, just a wee bit. And Jimmy takes a swig of the piss-colored liquid, you know? Just like this. You know? Anyway. And Jimmy says, Finn, I know I usually don't trust you, but when you give me stuff to try, I must say, brother. See, I didn't. Oh my God, look at these people. Excuse me while my set is being interrupted by these cars. Look at these freaking cars. Why do you have to make a U-turn right where I am? Can't you see I'm recording a podcast here? Oh, bitch. Oh, look at me when I'm talking to you. Yeah. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. He was out on Blingsmithy Road. Okay, Jimmy takes a swig of piss-colored liquid, just like this. This is what I meant to do. Ah, yes. Right before these freaking cars cut me off here. But anyway, Jimmy says, Finn, I know I usually don't trust you when you give me stuff to try, but I must say, brother, this is fire. What do we call it? And Finn says, oh, I don't know. I think we should call it a beer. Because it looks like pee, but you can drink it with your peers. And because I was hammered when I was writing this down, I wrote the letters P-E-E-R. But then, you know, because that's the same word as peer, you know what I did with the P? What did you do, Jimmy? What did you do, Finn? I turned the P upside down, because you know what the P looks like when it's upside down? A B? A B! That's right! That's right! Yes, brother, that's brilliant, Jimmy says. I'm sorry, guys. That's the best Irish accent I can do. I really can't do any better. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I haven't practiced. There it is again. Oh, so Jimmy abandons his family and church and goes to get plastered with his brother, right? In his loft, in the barn that he's staying at, you know, because remember, he's a deadbeat, right? You know, that's how I imagine that conversation going. You know, it's amazing what the imagination can come with, eh? You know, but that's how I imagine the Irish started drinking beer. Because, you know, even though I know that that's not how it happened, but, you know, I think whatever the hell I want to think. So, shut up. Yeah, shut up. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's why St. Patrick's Day has always been so close to my heart. It's because of my love for beer, right? And maybe my love for beer comes from my Irish heritage. I know, right? That's why you're laughing, because you're thinking, no, Irish heritage. Look at this mulatto piece of crap with his curly hair and stuff. And fair-colored skin. No, seriously, Irish is in my... It's in me. It's in my mom's side. My grandfather's... No, my grandmother's father, or something like that, was Irish. Therefore, you know, making me... What is that? 1/8, I think? Yeah, 1/8. You know, this all explains... my beer drinking during every episode, right? But I don't drink Guinness because it's too expensive, you know? Therefore, I dishonor my heritage by drinking shitty PBR. But hey, because this podcast doesn't make any money, Miles can't afford to pay me any money to go buy some Guinness. That damn expensive Guinness or Jameson's or Tullamore Dew or anything, man. You know? Right, Miles? Pay me that money. Give me... No, wait, what is it? Show me the money! Show me the money! Yeah. Anyway. Jerry Maguire reference for anyone who didn't get it. Great movie. Back to the show. Oh, don't worry, I'm almost done, people. But anyway, all in all, you know, this St. Paddy's Day, I hope everyone gets their drink on, really I do, in honor of the Irish and their holidays. You know, not because we care about the Irish and their holidays. I mean, because really, you know, no one cares about the Irish. You know, who gives a shit? It's such a small country. But, you know, we only care about the Irish and their history only on March 17th every year, is because it gives us the license to drink belligerently. Right? Show up on the news, photobombing news reporters, like, woo! Yeah, St. Paddy's Day! Yeah. Also, our pants are off at the same time, right? And still being able to be employed for work next day while being on the news, naked, piss drunk. That's why we love St. Paddy's Day, because it gives us the license to do that. And if, you know, this day has taught us anything, it's lighten up, you know, release the tension that we all have nowadays due to the social climate of today's world, you know, and also go green, right? Not go green in the sense of, you know, eating, you know, becoming a vegan and, you know, recycling and compost and all that stuff. No, no one cares about that anymore, you know, but go green in the sense of wearing the color green, you know? Exactly. Also, pop some brewskis and make sure to vomit, you know, in the toilet and shit outside because the toilet smells from too much vomit. That's my final words for the lessons we can learn from St. Paddy's Day. Yeah, that's all I got, guys. So, hope you enjoyed. I did. Have a good night. Ciao.
Coming all the way from Canada. You don't travel in all the world. Bring to you right here, this rap. Live from T-Doc in the 416. You know how we do up north. You know how we do up north.
Up late, all night working in the studio. Writing rhymes, making dimes, working on my flow. Every time I get up on stage, man, all the ladies know. That I came to perform in front of bright lights, getting ready to rock the show. Up late, all night, working in the studio. Writing rhymes, making dimes, working on my flow. Every time I get up on stage, man, all the ladies know. That I came to perform in front of bright lights, getting ready to rock the show. When I first started, I wasn't sure if I would make it. But I told myself to keep persevering. I gotta take advantage of this opportunity I created for myself. Cause nobody's gonna give you free money, you gotta rake it. Big bills come with problems, but I don't wanna think about them. All I know is that Buffalo had some issues. Now they got Josh Allen, inspired by the creation of magic at his fingers. You know I do the same with my lady, but I let it linger. My mama told me to never say these things about a woman, but she also told me to never get in this game because I wouldn't be chosen. However, I'm a little more confident that I can get it in. I can hold my own. I got nothing to show for my last career. I stopped wasting time. It's time to start over. Now it's time to get up and start the show. Black shoes on my toes, tuxedo, cornrows, sweating a little bit heavily. Don't know if I'll ever be ready to be included with the greats, but one thing's for sure, if you want some more, gotta go door to door trying to be seen. But now everybody hear me, so come with me on this journey. They say never say never, so I chose to be late. Ah! Up late, all night working in the studio. Writing rhymes, making dimes, working on my flow. Every time I get up on stage, man, all the ladies know that I came to perform in front of bright lights, getting ready to rock the show. Up late, all night, working in the studio. Writing rhymes, making dimes, working on my flow. Every time I get up on stage, man, all the ladies know that I came to perform in front of bright lights, getting ready to rock the show.
Now that the speed's more appropriate, I gotta go create, not procreate. Got deals, record labels, makes me feel good, but wait, can we hold up and negotiate? I say this only cause I got more to offer. Rap's kinda cool, but I can go farther. I feel like I'm a triple threat, you don't even know yet, but you're looking at me like I'm Vince Carter. Y'all probably thinking what you talking about. Telling jokes to make a record's what I'm all about. Ain't nothing you say that can make my day, cause I'm balling out. I got two languages in my back pocket, getting ready to reload and cock it. Competitors confirm that they can't stop them, cause the speed of rapid branch is quite shocking. Est-ce que tu comprends ce que je te dis? Pendant que je t'accasse, laisse tomber sans ta fille. Y'a pas quelque chose qui me dérange, sauf il faut prétendre ce que tu me dis que t'as pas fini. A décidé qu'un rappeur tu vas signer à ta maison de disque. Pense évident que je suis le rappeur qui tient moins de risques. Chrome de Cassis, c'est jour à Nice. C'est pas pareil de Paris à Paraty. C'est la qualité de vie que je pense que je mérite. Et pour les gens qui pensent que je suis pas capable dans ce game, je les quitte. Voilà mon serment, je crois que j'ai tout fini. Et poto, il est bilingue lui. Oh mec, je savais pas. Il est lourd quand même. Ouais, il est fort. Ouais, je le respecte. On n'apprend pas l'anglais. Hein. Hey frère, t'as pas une clope pour moi, s'il te plaît?